This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. Chevron Renewable Energy Group is introducing an enhancement at its Mason City biodiesel production facility that includes the installation of a solar array. The project kicked off with a groundbreaking event at the site that included local leaders and project partners on Tuesday, July 9th. The solar array is located on existing Chevron property and will allow the Mason City facility to have access to a long-term supply of reliable, lower-carbon electricity. We will hear more from Edgar Castro of Chevron and Clay Norbaum of 06 Energy next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
Edgar Castro is the Chevron Renewable Energy Group General Manager of Biodiesel Operations and Maintenance, and he says that a renewable energy source helping to power a biodiesel production facility fits Chevron's goals.
We are very excited about the project because it's a great investment into the plant. It helps us reduce our carbon intensity. It's a great testament to Chevron's values and our commitment on increasing renewable. We really do feel like the future of energy is in renewable energy. And so this is an investment that we're doing for the plant and for the community.
Castro says the solar panel array will help to lower the carbon intensity score of the biodiesel being produced at the Mason City facility.
This array will produce about 43% of our annual production of electricity. And because it's renewable, it will actually have a material impact on our carbon intensity score.
Clay Norbaum is the president of 06 Energy, and he says the panels being installed at the Chevron REG site will help create a self-sufficient energy source for the facility.
It's exciting, the ability to lower the carbon intensity of the fuel coming out of the facility here. So that can be through farming practices and also through, you know, projects like solar, like this.
The solar panels will continue to be installed throughout the summer and fall, with the project slated to be completed by the end of 2024. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.